This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Isaiah chapters 13 through 16, Leroy examines our two greatest dangers in dealing with the devil. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A few years ago, comedian Flip Wilson became very famous with his phrase, "The devil made me do it." Have you ever wondered why there are so many jokes about the devil? Well, for one thing, the idea of somebody running around in a red suit with a pointed tail and horns seems pretty funny. But the chief reason is that one of the devil's main strategies is to convince people that he isn't real. If he can do that and cause people to drop their guard, then he can hit them anytime he wants. In the Bible, the devil is called Satan and the old serpent. And in today's passage, Isaiah chapter 14, the prophet refers to him as Lucifer. Verse 12 says, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How are you cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations?" Through the study of Isaiah and Ezekiel, many Bible scholars believe that somewhere in the ages past, Lucifer was one of God's most trusted and most important angels in heaven. But then something terrible happened, and Lucifer was cast out of heaven and became the archenemy of God. The Bible describes Lucifer as full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. He had great power. When the choirs of angels sang the presence of God, he was the choir master. In Ezekiel 28:15, God said of him, "You were perfect in all your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you." And what was Lucifer's sin? Isaiah 14:13, "You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven, I will raise my throne above the stars of God." One Bible dictionary says, "These words go beyond human history and mark the beginning of evil in the universe and the fall of Satan before the creation of man." When it comes to the devil, we face two dangers. One is to ignore his reality and discount his efforts to destroy our faith. The other extreme is to overemphasize Satan and his activities so that we focus on him instead of the person of Jesus Christ. For the Christian, the biblical balance is clear. Whenever Jesus Christ faced Satan, the Lord always emerged victorious. The Bible presents the power of Satan, but it is also clear about his limitations. "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." The Apostle Peter wrote, "Be calm and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. In Christ, our victory is sure." Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
In Dawson Trotman's classic booklet, Born to Reproduce, the founder of the Navigators presents a concept that could revolutionize your personal outreach as a Christian. We believe you'll find this booklet challenging, and we'd like to send you a free copy. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Born to Reproduce. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, from Isaiah chapters 17 through 20, Leroy describes the feeling of spiritual invincibility as the first step toward a fall. Join us on Daily Discipleship.